American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 458. Here is the translated text as follows. 426. XE. American State Trials. Different men pierced me in the arm and elbow quite to the bone. Samuel Hemingway. Being in company with Kilroy, I heard him say he never would miss an opportunity to fire on the people of the town, for he had wanted it ever since he landed. Kilroy was not then in liquor, nor appeared to be in anger. I told him he was a fool for saying so. He said, "I do not care. I will not miss an opportunity for all that." Nicholas Fervetter. I knew Kilroy and Warren. They were at the rope walks before this affair happened. At this place, a single person challenged him out to fight. A squabble ensued, and the soldier took to his heels. He soon collected a dozen more, came again, and had a farther battle. The soldiers were again worsted. We then collected a large number, to the amount of 30, and in about a quarter of an hour came back and went at it again. In this last squabble, the soldiers were a third time worsted. Robert Williams. I saw the guns following the people as they ran after the first gun was fired. 7 guns were fired. I saw no sticks or snowballs fall near them. All the snowballs I saw seemed to be light and not hard. Joseph Hilter. I was in King Street at the time the soldiers fired at the people on the 5th of March. I was at the north end of town when the bells rang, and when I came to the middle, I was told there was no fire, but a ruckus between the soldiers and the inhabitants. I passed on, the bells still ringing. When I came to Dock Square, there were some people there who told me it was dangerous to go up. They seemed to be like people that were afraid to pass because of the danger. Others were going up. When I got past the alley, the street was very clear of people. I hardly saw anybody. I came to the townhouse and saw about 30 lads. I have often seen more collected for their diversion. I saw the sentry upon the steps of the custom house door. I heard him say nothing, but he had his gun waving, as if it was to defend himself or to exasperate the people. I thought to speak to him, but thinking he might insult me, I declined. I began to go away and met the party of soldiers coming down. That made me stop because when they got to the custom house, there was a noise something like what they call cheers, and the people went more to the middle of the street. After the soldiers had passed through them, I went down again. There were very few people. The greater part of the soldiers were full to my view. I was walking right before them. They had their guns rested on their hips. When I passed the last man on the left, the first gun was fired from the right. I think the time might be 20 seconds before the first gun was fired from the time they formed. In a short time, there was another, and then very soon another, and then there was a short space of time again before the last guns were fired. A little boy ran along and cried, "Fire! Fire! Fire!" as people generally do when there is a fire. A soldier pointed his gun at him and fired, but did not hit him. He was the last but one on the left. I did not mind the first gun, thinking it was only powder to scare the people. When the next gun was fired, I thought it was the same.